Once I was a happy woman. I was a mother of a wonderful daughter, Constance, who knew how to behave herself. I was a wife. My husband, Christian, was a good, solid man I could count on. That was just a few months ago. How could we have known back then that our blissful family would soon be torn apart forever by the forces of Satan? Oh, as I look back on it now, I can see there were signs, like when Mr. Pendergrass down the street started wearing teal, or when attendance at the Boy Scout meeting started going down, or when Father Hanlon, who holds Mass down at the All Souls Grace Blessings Rosary of Our Lady of the Aching Lower Back Cathedral, started a midnight solo boys' glee club with rehearsals in room 204 at the Motel 6. At the time, of course, I just thought it was God working in mysterious ways. If I had to choose one moment when my denial finally started to crumble, it would be the time I found a smudge of bright red lipstick on the front pocket of Christian's best short-sleeve, white, wrinkle-free Sunday dress shirt. You see, every night when Christian comes home from work, I greet him at the door with a nice kiss on the cheek. Thing is, I only wear light pink lipstick myself. Too much red can give men the wrong idea. Well, I was pretty upset seeing that red lipstick on my husband's collar. I confronted him that evening right after I brought him his evening glass of beer, and he didn't deny anything. He told me he'd spent the afternoon in an alley French kissing a woman named Tanya he'd met in a bar after getting drunk on Schlitz malt liquor using money he'd withdrawn from our daughter's college fund. When I demanded an explanation, he looked at me with a confused expression on his face and asked, "Haven't you heard? The Supreme Court in Massachusetts said it's legal for gay couples to get married." Suddenly, everything became all too clear. I ran across the living room and fell into the Lazy Boy where Christian was sitting and threw my arms around him. "Oh, poor baby," I cried. "You must feel awful. Why didn't you just call me and let me know?" Christian gazed deeply into my teary eyes.
"What's the point in being honest with each other, honey? Now the gays can get married in Massachusetts."
Do you mean to say?
"Well, darling, let's admit it, our marriage is over."
To hear those words from my husband was a difficult thing, but the more I thought about it, the more I realized that I just didn't care about him anymore now that gay people were going to be getting married. The love was gone, thanks to that damn homosexual agenda. I was about to ask Christian if he'd like to experiment with some non-traditional lifestyle choices when I heard the front door. It was our daughter Constance coming home from school. How would we break this news to her? As she walked into the kitchen, her ankle-length gray flannel skirt brushed up against Christian's wrist, and I saw his cheeks grow red.
"Hey, honey,"
he leaned over to whisper,
"now that we're going to get a divorce, do you mind if I take Constance to the drive-in tonight? I promise I won't go past third base until she's ready."
"What the hell," I thought. "Sure, she's our daughter, but now the gays are going to be allowed to get marriage licenses in downtown Boston. All concepts of morality are destroyed. It doesn't really make any difference anymore." I wondered to myself which of my neighbors' houses would be the easiest to break into. I needed a cup of sugar. Constance turned on the radio in the kitchen to the Christian AM station we always listened to, and that's when our family's fate was finally sealed. The Lord's News update was saying that gay people in San Francisco were being allowed to get married right then and there that very minute. Constance suddenly turned around with a strange, possessed look on her face I'd never seen before. All of a sudden, she started running toward the front door, ripping off her clothes. Last I saw of her, she was skipping down the street, wearing nothing but a flower in her hair, screaming, "I'm sexually promiscuous now! Does anybody want to have some casual sex so I can get a sexually transmitted disease and have an abortion?" I yelled after her, "Honey, honey, try to be home before midnight. We'll be getting Cinemax now, and I'll bet there'll be a really sexy, violent movie on after prime time. Maybe we can record it illegally on our VCR." I sighed as I turned and came back into the house. It was hard to say goodbye to my family, but I knew the time had come. The homosexual agenda had succeeded in destroying us all, even though we'd been happy and secure and God-fearing just a few hours before. Who knows what'll happen next? I suppose that as the news of gay marriage spreads, everybody in town will be getting divorced. I'm not sure where I'll end up, of course, but I'm taking my first steps in this brave new world shaped by homosexuality. I suppose I'll have to become a lesbian now. I put in a call to the local Lions Club asking if they know about where I can get in touch with the baby-killing satanic cult in our area, and I canceled that check I wrote to the Christian Coalition. To think, it could have all been different if gay people had just left well enough alone.